Take our revenge on him. For to you I have set forth my case, saying to the Lord, pray the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the needy one from the hands of evildoers.
Alright.
We'll be blessed by reading and hearing of God's holy word. Amen. Listen. I want to talk from the title or entitled this message, Why We Cannot Not. Why We Cannot Not. All right. Let's see if you can understand it better. I know that double negative can confuse it. But anytime you got a double negative, it changes it to a positive. So when I say why we cannot not, you really have to see that why we can. But I want to say that because it's important, because that's actually what the scripture says, that we cannot not. All right, let's see if I can bring it. You've seen this particular commercial, insurance commercial, and there's a person on this commercial, and she's on a lot of commercial called Flo. Y'all, hopefully, I think most of y'all have probably seen the commercial about Flo. And Flo and her friends, her co-workers, are out on the beach.
Right.
And they're taking it easy on the beach because it's what they call beach day. Right. And they have decided in their mind that they are relaxing on beach day. That they only going to focus on enjoying the beach.
All right.
And everybody kind of agrees with that. But then Flo hears a couple of people beside, I don't know if they're a couple that just happened to meet up. And they begin to talk about some things that they want to insure other than their main home in Ottawa. And they were wondering how can we insure all these different things that's not on our basic policy? And as they discussed it, you're looking at Flo, and she's trying to resist.
You're
trying to resist getting involved because this is a day off, this is beach day. And they've already agreed, amen, not to do anything, just enjoy the beach. Right. And she tries her best to hold in and to not get involved, but in the end, she cannot not.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness
here.
She said, I'm not going to, they agree, we're not going to do this.
Right. Uh-huh.
We're going to enjoy our feast day.
Yes.
But when they started talking about something that she was passionate about, she couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
She came to a point where she had to say, I cannot not. Y'all with me so far?
Yeah.
Because my brothers and sisters, as we do the Lord's work, we do that thing that God has called us and qualified us for, that purpose that he had for our lives on this planet before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
When he knew us before we were in our mother's womb.
Yes.
As he did Jeremiah. That purpose he had for us to make a better planet. When that thing is in us, I think the message that we get from Jeremiah is you designed to do it. It's in you. And no matter how you try to resist it, or how difficult it is, you get to a point where you cannot not.
Amen.
Talking, I know, hopefully some of our youth listening today, because amen, I did want to say to them, one of the key things, being successful and fruitful in life is not to quit.
Amen.
Not to throw in the towel, whatever you commit yourself to. Go through it.
Yeah.
There's going to be time when you're going to feel like everything in you is telling you to quit.
Yeah. Sure.
Quit college. Quit study. Quit so many things. Everything in you is telling you to quit. But I want to tell you, don't quit. Commit.
Yeah.
Stay with it.
Yeah.
That's all really won't be successful in life.
All right.
Stay with it. Because it glorifies God for you to be able to go through that which is difficult and still come out victorious. You didn't give up. You didn't quit. Let's investigate and look at our verses a little bit more. And I have to understand them. You kind of, as I go back, actually, and you'll go back, you'll read this, I'm hoping, in Jeremiah 19. Now this picks up right after. You remember a few months ago, back before we had an interruption because of the pandemic, Cheryl was preaching, and she preached, so I can't preach this one, but she's already been preaching it from Jeremiah when he went to the potter's house. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I think Sister Vivian was helping. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And she told her all about how the potter puts the clay back together and patiently molded it into what he wanted it to be, because it's flexible and
yeah.
You can work with it. But there's a different kind of pot in verse 19. In verse 19, you find out a pot that's already been hardened.
Right.
It's already been hardened, so you can't shape it anymore. You can't do with it because it's already hardened. And God tells Jeremiah to go down and take that pot down to the potsherd gate and break it there. Because he gave, if you read through the Jeremiah, he gives him a lot of object lessons.
Yes.
So the object lesson is because Israel has become so hardened in their heart. That is easy when you're hardened in your heart. You can't be molded, but if you become more fragile and more subject to being destroyed. He said, Israel became so hard.
Wow.
Babylon is going to come in and destroy you. That's what it was all about. So he went down, but it wasn't many people there. So he went up to the temple. It's a few of here. I need to go to the temple. I want to go to the temple meeting. And then show them the same thing. So he went back up to the temple and showed them the same object lesson. And it's so upset at the temple. There was a guy named, Pashur was like the head of the priests. And after he did it, Pashur got so mad. Now some Bibles say he shook. That's why I got you in the NASB, because when you look at that word, that most Bibles say struck him. Look at it in the Hebrew. The closer you get to Hebrew is that he was beaten. Y'all see that? In verse 20, verse 2. Pashur had Jeremiah. which was by the house of the Lord. He had beat, probably the most time you got beat, you got 39 stripes. And then they put him in stocks. And these stocks were designed that when you put it in, it put you in an uncomfortable position. And he probably had to stay in this uncomfortable position for hours, maybe 14, 15 or more hours in this uncomfortable position in order to punish Jeremiah, because Jeremiah was thought of as being one that discouraged the population. See, Jeremiah wasn't the only prophet.
Right.
There was a whole lot of prophets. But most of the prophets were saying what pleased the people.
Right, right.
Oh, they saw Babylon rising, but they said, oh, they prophesied that we're okay because the temple is here. The temple is in Jerusalem. And long as the temple is in Jerusalem, God won't allow us to be destroyed. Even by this great nation in Babylon that's on the rise, we're okay because we're at the temple. But they're all false prophets. Saying what the people wanted to hear. Saying what they wanted to hear, saying, but Jeremiah, the true prophet of God, said what God wanted the people to hear. And he said, no, Babylon is my chosen vessel to discipline you. Now, the best thing you can do is surrender. If you surrender, the devastation won't be as bad. But if you don't surrender, you're going to see a tremendous, the landscape is going to be overflowing by it. And there'll be tremendous famine that leads even to cannibalism. They looked at it and said, well, see, Jeremiah, you're a traitor. You should be for your nation. You should be for your people. You should be carrying it on with them and everybody. You should be doing that, Jeremiah. And here you are talking about them being defeated. Jeremiah was sharing with them what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord had said, since you won't do what I ask you to do, you're going to utterly fall. So here's Jeremiah. Listen. This wasn't the first time that he'd been insulted. This wasn't the only time that he'd been persecuted. Oh, God. But listen, listen. My brothers and sisters, sometimes God, I won't say God, let's say it like this, sometimes the enemy will send you a pursuer.
Right.
You already had a hard day.
Okay.
Anybody with me?
Right.
You've already had a difficult time, maybe family-wise or in other areas. Struggling maybe financially. You're already having a difficult time. Then right at your weakest moment, the enemy is sent a pursuer to discourage you. He, at the last person you need to hear at the place you were at. You already struggling. You already have stuff going on. And here you come into a pursuit that may not have you beaten physically, but you'll be beaten emotionally.
Yeah.
For pastor, let me talk about pastor. Sometimes the enemy sends a pursuer to the service.
All right.
And think about a pursuer, everybody else can be in the service.
All right.
Everybody else can be following along with the pastor and carrying the pastor. But somehow, the enemy will show you
all right.
The pursuer that's against you. Mm-hmm. And the servant will do it, and the people will bless, but you will leave downhearted because of the pursuer that was planted in the congregation. And you can't enjoy the company of believers and said, because of a shield there that you know was against you. You can see it in their faith they were against you. You can see it in their mannerisms. They were against you. You can see it, they weren't a friend, but they were a foe. And if they could have stopped you, they would have stopped you. And you're wondering why the pursuer is there.
Wow.
Y'all with me so far?
Amen. Amen.
This is something that happened to me. Maybe it don't happen to everybody else. Yeah. Now you don't have to be a pastor for that to happen, you know.
Right, it's true.
No.
You can be a leader at your job.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes.
You can be a leader at your work. Amen.
Amen.
There's sometimes just friends. But there's that person that become the straw that broke the camel's back.
Amen.
You've been carrying a load, just somebody that gives you more than you can. So that was what it was with Jeremiah. But one thing I like about Jeremiah, see, just because Jeremiah was called a weeping prophet because he was sensitive.
Yes.
He was tender.
Yes.
Cared about his people and their plight. But one thing I like about Jeremiah, not only was he tender, but he was tough. Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, yeah, he'll cry with you. But don't think Jeremiah was no pushover either. No, because look at verse 24. But thus said the Lord, behold, I'm going to. When Jeremiah had a message to deliver, and the Lord had said that Jeremiah was not afraid to deliver that message. Behold, I'm going to make you a terror to yourself and to your friend. And while your eyes look on, listen for sure, while your eyes are looking on, they will fall by the sword of their enemies. Your friend is going to be killed. So will I give over all Judah in the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them away, and that child of Babylon will slay them with the sword. And then verse 5, I will also give over all the wealth of this city, all the produce, all his common things, even the treasures of the king of Judah, I will give over into the hand of their enemies, and they will plunder them, take them away, and bring them to Babylon. And you, for sure, and all who live in your house, you and everybody living in
your house,
will go into captivity, and you will go to Babylon, and there you will die, and there you will be buried. You and all your friends to whom you have falsely prophesied.
Wow.
Jeremiah had a tender side. But Jeremiah also had a tough side.
Right.
When it came to telling the truth.
Yeah.
And because of what he had been, you can see Jeremiah speaking to him now. Now listen. This is the context. You know what was going on. So now Jeremiah says this to the Lord. Lord, verse 7. You have deceived me. And I was deceived. You have overcame me and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whole world laughing at me.
Everybody. Wow.
God, you have deceived me. Jeremiah was saying, and I want to tell you this. There's going to be some time when you have those bad days.
Right, absolutely.
You say, and are you been praying or talking to God and God hasn't responded like you wanted him to respond? And you having some issues with God.
Right.
Wait a minute, God. You told me. I told you when I first started out. Number one, I couldn't preach.
Right.
Because I can't pronounce a word sometimes. Yeah. My mind moves faster than my mouth, and I'm not eloquent enough. I told you. Not only that, but I told you I was too young.
Right.
I want to talk to old people that say he ain't got enough experience. You know what we're talking about. And so and so. So I told you beforehand that I wasn't ready for this job.
Right.
But you said that you was going to be with me.
Amen.
Y'all remember that verse 7:1? see, this way you gotta be careful. Just because God says He's gonna be with you, don't mean that your life is gonna be all easy.
Right, right.
So, just because He says that He's gonna be with you, don't ever mean you ain't gonna get a utility card. Just because God says I'm with you doesn't mean your trap ain't going to break down. Woo! I wish I had a witness in here. I can't get no help in here. Just because God says I'm not with you don't mean you never going to get a peace shift. You're never going to have problems at work. A fuck not going to come about to stab you in your back. Just because He says I'm with you. See, that prosperity gospel, that comes from mixed up.
Yeah.
And they say, just because God says I'm with you, mean you won't have too much aid in the driveway all the time. Just because God says I'm with you, mean you won't have a six-figure job. Just because God says I'm with you, mean everything will go all right. Nobody in the family is going to get sick, and nobody's never going to die.
Yeah.
No, that's not what God means. God gave Jeremiah an assignment.
Yeah,
and He said, Jeremiah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
In other words, Jeremiah, nobody or no thing will be able to keep you from accomplishing the assignment that I gave you.
All right.
You're going to have victory in order to complete the assignment. What I've given you to do, nobody's going to keep you from doing. You're guaranteed a victory because I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, it won't work.
Yes,
okay. Because I'm with you.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to do it. How many going to come against you? You're going to prevail because
yes.
I'm with you. But just because you're going to prevail, don't think that the road is going to be painless.
Jesus.
Because it may take pain for you to prevail.
Jesus.
You may have to struggle to prevail. You may have to fight for you to be able to prevail. So see, God is off. When God says, I'm with you, He's saying, ultimately, in the end, when the game is over, you win.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
It don't mean nobody on the team never gonna be tired.
Mm-hmm.
It just means when the final whistle blows.
Yes.
It don't mean that every shot you put up you're gonna make. It just means when the game is over, you're gonna win.
Yes.
It don't mean you won't be ahead of the course. But when the game is over,
yes.
You're gonna win.
Yes.
It's the ultimate victory. Ultimately, you're going to succeed in doing the assignment that I put you on the earth to do, and the earth is going to be a better place with because of you and what I'm going to do through.
Yes.
And sometimes it's all. Sometimes it's plain to keep you.
That's all
you
got. Yes.
He's with me. Got ups and downs.
Lord have mercy.
I got good days. And bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But He's with me.
Yes, Jesus.
I got the hard assignments.
Lord,
I got to complete the school. And I don't know how I'm going to complete them, but
Lord,
He's with me. Somehow, when it's all over,
yeah.
When it's all said and done, He's with me.
Mm-hmm.
I got a child that's running astray.
Jesus.
Rather than running astray, I'm crying and I'm praying. And sometimes, God, that's all right, I'm with you. She or he may be out there for a little while, but don't worry about it. I can work it out.
Okay.
I hear you praying.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. In the end, once I work on it, when the end, once I fix it, and in the end, when it's all over, she'll be what I designed her to be, y'all. before in the life.
Jesus.
Sometimes pain rules.
Jesus.
Sometimes struggle rules. It's a workout. It's God's gymnasium to prepare you for the plan he has for your life. Sometimes he has to take you into training and get you in shape for what he has for your life. So I'm saying, young people who are listening to me on the podcast and here, don't give up. Mm-hmm. Don't quit.
Yes.
Commit.
Yes.
So I'm committed to God. I'm committed to what God put me here. Everything I find myself in, I'm going to commit to it. Because my commitment will be, amen, a way of glorifying God.
Yes.
And tell them God is on your side. There's nothing God can't get you through.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Let me see if I can finish this thing off here. Some laughing stuff. Folk laughing at me. That's all right. Jeremiah said, I've been prophesying the same thing, God. And because it hadn't happened,
they left
me.
Yeah.
Jeremiah's been saying that thing for 40 years, and we still here. Because Jeremiah prophesied about 47 years. Jeremiah's been saying that over and over. Don't listen to Jeremiah. Oh, yeah, whatever, Jeremiah, laughing and joking about, making fun of Jeremiah. But don't stop trying to tell you. When you're doing what God has put you here to do, let them laugh. Because I'm going to tell you who will have the last laugh.
Yeah.
The people of God and God always had the last laugh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I serve a God of the last laugh.
Yeah.
You can laugh at me now, but oh, it is.
Yeah.
When it's over, God's going to have the last laugh. God's going to have the last. Let me get on this. So, verse 8. He said, for each time I basically. So Jeremiah said, hey, you deceived me. In other words, God, what I'm trying to tell you, God, you set me up. It was a setup for me to get up. You know I wasn't ready for this thing. You set me up, God.
Yeah.
So set me up. Kind of feeling a little rough.
Yeah.
And notice this. This is the thing. When you're going through these times, don't think God is too fragile for you to tell the truth.
Amen. Absolutely.
You got to be real before a real God.
Yeah, it's true, preacher.
So just tell them how you feel.
Right.
Just tell them what you're going through. Don't try to hold it all in.
Yeah.
Just tell God what you're going through. God, you set me up.
Yeah.
You can give me all the information.
Yeah.
And God said, don't you realize I deal with you on a need and no basis?
Yeah.
If I told you everything up front, you never got stopped.
Yeah.
If I told you everything up front, you would have been ready for it.
Yeah.
I got to grow you up and to say something.
Yeah.
Thank you. You don't never tell you what's all coming at you.
Right.
When we walk that aisle, however you're going to come with Christ, came to Christ, and you're going up there, you know, you just want to be saved. You just want to get help.
Right.
And be a better person.
That's all.
So you walk up there that Sunday morning, oh Lord, you have to be my life, put my trust in, be a die for my sins, and all the other things, and then you start trying to walk it out.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I didn't know it was all that
could
be.
Yeah,
preacher. I thought I had to sit in the chair. Go down in the water.
Yeah.
Everything be all right.
Right.
I didn't know all the struggles and challenges that I would have.
Yeah.
But I got on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
He don't tell you everything up front. He set you up. But he didn't set you up for failure.
Yeah.
He set you up for success.
Yeah.
He didn't say he set you up for failure.
Yeah.
But he really set you up for success. Oh. But now, listen to Jeremiah. Says, for each time I speak, I'm verse 8, I cry aloud. I proclaim violence and destruction.
Wow.
Mm. Because for me the word of the Lord has resulted in reproach and derision. Every day they're making fun of them. Every day they're ridiculing me. Every day I see their disapproval. can look at their face, but I can't help but look at their face because they're all around me.
Yeah.
Every day, because I preach your word that you told me. Now, you may not be a preacher, but whatever assignment God has given you, realize that the enemy of God and the enemy of the believers is going to come against you. That's what makes it so difficult, and whatever your purpose is, he ain't gonna try to thwart you from your purpose. Now, young people, listen to me here. It's important because sometimes, let me go on this little bit further. But if verse 9, this is like key verse. But if I say I will not remember him or speak anymore in his name, I'm quitting this. What I'm trying to say, sometimes young people will quit because they don't fit.
All right.
You're at school and everybody else doing certain things, but when you try to live for Jesus,
right,
you're with you. You're disapproved of. And you wonder, why is it so hard for me to have friends, to find friends, to fit in? Because I don't fit.
Yeah.
I said, read why you're there. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing wrong. See, sometimes when you don't fit, you think there's something wrong with you.
Right.
But it's not something wrong with you. It's because you got the wrong size shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sin ain't your size. Sin ain't your size. You got a size 13 feet and sin is a size 10. Sin ain't your size. God got more for you to do, more for you than you can fit in a sinful lifestyle. They are like that because they don't have a God that's blooming them and has shown them how great their life can be. But you realize you were made for more. Sin is not your size. So don't you quit to fit in. You just stay. Start wearing the size that you God gave you.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Don't quit being a Christian when you're around your friends. Don't quit giving God glory when you're around friends that don't know him. Don't quit living by biblical standards when you're around folk that don't know the Bible.
Yeah.
Don't quit having holy language and go to blood language. Because who you're around, if it don't fit you.
Yeah. Amen.
Live for him.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give up. God worth him. He's worth it. It's difficult now. You may not, and you will have friends. But you may not have the ones you want to have.
Yes.
Or as many as you want to have. But that's okay. It's okay. Sometimes. To go where you want to go, you got to cut some things loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you got to cut the, it's like a rocket. I saw the rocket lady, and when a rocket goes in the orbit to reach its highest height before it can reach that, it got to let go of something.
Yeah.
It got to let go of the booster.
Yeah.
If it held on to the booster rocket, it could never make it to where it's designed to go. And sometimes, young people and old people, reason why we can't make it where God wants us to go, because we don't want to let go.
Yeah.
Because some people just there for a season.
Yeah.
They're there for a season, not a reason. Now, so when the reason is gone, or when the season is over, it's time for you to go high. You got to let those people go, but you don't have to let them hold you back. They will hold you back.
Right.
Don't quit living for God, serving God, glorifying God, because it's difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me go on. I think my time is running short. Listen. Let me look at this. Got to cut something. Let me see. Bring them back now. What if I say, forgive.
This time.
If I say just forgive.
Yes.
Just forgive. It's too hard. It's too time consuming. It's too much. Can't deal with it all. Just forgive. That's what Jeremiah said. If I just say, just forgive. But then he said, wait a minute. That's not really an option.
Okay.
Can I get a witness here?
Okay.
Because if I, brothers and sisters, for me, by saying, when times get difficult, just forgive. I can't forgive. I can't forget it. Because when I look back over my life.
Alright.
If that thing's over.
Right.
I can truly say.
Yes.
That I've been blessed.
Yeah,
yeah,
true. It's true.
I got a testimony.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't forget it because I know where he brought me from.
Yeah,
it's true.
Right. And where he ran me to.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was, if it had not been for the Lord. Who was on my side?
Yeah.
I have been taken out of here a long time ago.
Right.
So I can't forget.
Yeah.
When I try to forget, he keeps on blessing.
Right.
Over and over again. I try to forget it. Blessing over and over and over again. How can I forget? And he keeps on blessing.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
Forgiving is not an option.
Okay.
Because he's continually there. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, listen here, Jesus, I can't forget
what you done
for me. Jesus, I can't forget how you set me free. Can you get a witness in here? Jesus, I can't forget what you done for me here. Jesus, you set me free, but not only that, I'll never forget.
No, never.
I can't forget. It's on my mind. It's on my mind all the time. But I know what made me where I am now. So sometimes Jesus says, I can't forget you. I can't forget you because I know you like I know my own name. I know when I get to that time that I don't even know my own name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know some folk that got, hallelujah. They got the eyes out, and they can't remember their own name, but they do see it on Jesus. You know what I'm saying about Jesus.
Come on.
Well, I want you to have a good idea. Because it's going to be pretty bad if the pastor going to be pretty bad. Yeah. So I want to say, every time, though, are you ready to turn in that letter? Say it over. Done all that I can do. But then I remember my stuff. When I get ready to turn in my resignation letter, then I remember my stuff.
Yeah, let's see.
And everybody got some stuff.
Right.
If you'll be honest with yourself, everybody getting here.
Yeah.
Got some stuff.
Yeah, let's see.
And I remember my stuff, man. At the last minute. And you got all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Sinful stuff, silly stuff, stupid stuff, stubborn stuff, stronghold stuff.
Yes.
Everybody got stuff.
All right.
You got stuff. I got stuff.
All
God's children got stuff. Stuff over here, stuff over there. Here, stuff there, stuff everywhere. Stuff. All God's children got stuff.
Yeah.
Woo! But all that sin, come shout the glory of God. If you hear this morning and thank you ain't got no stuff. Then the Bible says you're lying. If any man say he had not seen it, he's a liar, and the truth is not in. But if you confess the sin, he's faithful and just. Hallelujah. To forgive you. Oh, God, that's good. I'm glad he can forgive you, but he don't stop it. Then he said he'll cleanse you. He'll cleanse you from all your stuff. Think about it. Then I'm turning in that letter. Then I remember my stuff. And I said, wait a minute. I keep turning in this letter. Because I got a whole lot of stuff that Jesus has been working on.
Yeah
to you. Day after day. Week after week. He's been working on my stuff. He's been saving me from my stuff. And I got a whole lot of stuff. Stuff over here, stuff over there, stuff here, there, everywhere. I got a whole lot of stuff. But even with all the stuff I got, Jesus never bought a resigned letter. Said, I'm going to resign from your Savior. Since he did not resign, since he didn't quit, since he just said, I'm not going to be the same. You got too much stuff, too many things.
Too much.
He said, give me his resigned letter. He said, I was tired of you. I'm tired of you for giving you for the same thing over and over again. I'm tired of putting up with you year after year. Stuff here, stuff there. I'm tired. If anybody should have taken a resign letter, Jesus should have said, here, Tim, I'm tired. I resign from being your Savior. Or you just got too much stuff. But he didn't stop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I can't quit. I can't quit because he didn't quit on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't quit on God because God has never quit on me.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I can turn that car around. Because Jesus didn't turn around.
Yeah.
When they beat him all night long and crowned his head with thorns and talked about it, he didn't turn around. When they marched him up, dug down the field, up to Calvary. He could have turned around, but he didn't turn around. When they nailed him to a cross, he could have turned around, but he didn't turn around. So my brother and sister, there is no resignation left for me. I'm going to go on and see how the end going to be. But I got a sin. I said I got a sin and never seen. It's going to be all right. I don't think he talked to this one to leave me. I can't give up now.
Yeah.
He brought me too far.
Yeah.
Fixed too much stuff in my life. Blessed me too much.
Yeah.
Can't stop now.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't give up.
Yes.
He didn't stop. He didn't quit.
Yeah.
Even when he died on the cross. You know why I know he didn't quit? Because God was with him. And I told you when God is with you, you get the ultimate victory
on the cross.
Jesus said, it's finished. He didn't give up before it was finished. But even when it was finished, and he died, and he buried in a borrowed tomb. But every Sunday morning, that same deal, he got up and all power in heaven and earth is in his hand. Go ahead and nail my hands. It's painful, but I got the ultimate victory. Go ahead, nail my feet. It's okay, it's painful. It's been a painful on this cross. But I got the ultimate victory waiting on me.
Yes, oh, yes. Lord. Yes.
I got the ultimate victory. Because when you're on that cross, you know. The folk were lying on him and shooting guys for his clothes and saying, won't you come down from the cross?
Yeah.
And then, amen, they tried to drug him. But why? But listen to Jesus. Jesus said, if anybody, now, most everybody in this whole world going through what Jesus went through, said, wait a minute, Lord. Give me that revelation now.
Yeah.
This cross is too much.
Yeah, too much.
No. He didn't reach for the letter. He said, I got a sign. I got to die for the world. Because if I don't die, Tim can't be saved.
Yes.
If I don't die, there's a whole lot of folk that have been saved in other churches all over the world.
Yes.
They can't be saved. So he decided
to
die.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah said, I'm going to die.
Yes.
Verse 9, I'm going to go down with this. Make sure I get back on the right page. Verse 9. But if I say I will not, y'all see that?
Yes.
I will not speak in his name no more. Not. I'm not going to do it no more. Not going to do it. Not.
Amen.
Not going to do it no more. But then he said, then in my heart,
yes.
It became like a burning
Something happened.
Fire.
Yes.
Fire shed up in my bones.
Yes.
Fire in a place. Fire in a thing that hold me together.
Yes.
Fire began in the thing that hold me together. Fire is God. God's power. Giving you a passion for your purpose where you can persist. That's what it is. Grace.
Yes.
God's power. When you want to give up, it'll give you a passion in your purpose so you can persist.
Yes, yes.
So you feel like fire. Shut up. In my bone. And then he says, in the last verse, I cannot do it. I tried not to do it. But I cannot not. I gotta sit down.
Right.
Said, I'm finished with you. My resurrection letter is today, Jesus. But then I could not follow through with
it. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Cannot. Young people, old people, when God's hand is on your life, He's anointed. He's giving you a purpose. He touched your mouth. He touched part of your life. He's gifted you. Gave you talents.
Yes.
There's nothing that can keep you
from
victory. We are more than conquerors.
More than conquerors. Yes.
Through Christ. He gave his life. Somebody who would have said, you listen to me in the audience or in a podcast. Or, you would sit down and say, Lord, I'm pandemic and all this stuff. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do church anymore.
Lord have mercy.
But I'm praying that God will put a cannot in anybody.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Said, I know it's going to be rough, but I'm going back.
Yeah.
Because I cannot not do what God has equipped me, anointed me to do.
Yes.
I cannot not do.
Yes.
I'm back home. Gabriel's on. Give the song to them. I want you to consider that. Consider them, my brothers and my sisters. Don't put that resignation letter in now. But Jesus didn't put it in.
Yes.
He's still working on it. It is hard work working on me.
Lord have mercy.
Hard work, but he said, most of them resigned a long time ago.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. Every day I wake up and live on the dresser, and cheer and put a hood up there. Thank you, Lord. You done made another day. You didn't put the right action in there.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus had to take me out there. Oh, what a great God. Consider that. If you're in this morning, you're listening on tonight, present with us in the sanctuary, recommit yourself to God. Say, God, I've been trying to fit in. I'm quitting all the feeding.
Yeah.
Quit doing what you asked me to do. In the standard you told me, so I can feed you.
Yeah, don't do it.
I know it's secret. It's slick secret.
Yes.
At home, I'm a perfect child. But when I get to school,
I quit
acting like God on that.
Yes.
And I started acting like a friend.
Yeah, preacher.
Don't quit on God. You'll never quit on God.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't see this thing.
Yeah.
It's
been waiting for all night.
Yes.
What he said he would do.
Yes, yes.
Testimony, amen. Or you know God, you got a praise you want to get out.
thing that keeps us.
Yeah.
The passion. You want to leave here with a rekindled passion to perform your purpose. You don't have to be at church, y'all. You don't have to be at church. You need to be an officer at your job and in your school.
Amen.
You need to be set forth on fire for God.
Amen.
So don't just be happy about your own fire.
Amen.
Try to spread the fire.
Amen.
Where everybody can have the passion and the zeal to know and to live for Christ in every area. Commit to Him, surrender to Him. Don't quit the skip. Amen. Make those, amen, fit what Christ has fit. We're ready to go. Thank you so much. Prayers. Full Sundays are not all Sunday. Amen. Until we are, like you said, we go back full Sunday. Four Sundays in October. And one of the reasons for that is just to sort of rest a little bit by not having to make that drive. But you know, I ain't going to be on vacation. I didn't want to take one, maybe one next week. So that helps me out a little bit that one day I'm going to have to drive. And I want to, you know, I can bring somebody else in. And if I bring somebody in, then y'all can still show up. Because I want anybody to see, I'm scared. If I invite somebody, y'all might not show up. And then that's not going to be good. So, amen. You come down and you get somebody to come. Amen. Because they'll risk it again. Most of our people don't work. They're out the mass thing. And, you know, a lot of big issues. So, if somebody does insist to come, that's why I've been doing it. Making sure, I hope we get Ernest and, Vivian. Ooh, mine is tired. Vivian, come on in. But y'all be here. Amen. Because it's not me. I don't want the church to be about me. God can speak as powerfully through Ernest and Vivian.
Amen.
As He does me. You need to do.
Amen.
You hear God. Because he can start a fire too.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God. When God calls me, when He calls somebody, He qualifies them.
Amen.
Yeah. Maybe it's you that don't know how to listen.
Yeah.
But sometimes we don't know how to listen to them. We want to go. We don't want to, not that we don't want to hear what God had to say. We want to hear what God had to say. Fans it up.
Right, right.
And entertain.
Right.
So we like to get somebody to entertain a little bit and all of it breathe in. We just don't want to hear the direct word of God. I mean, I'm blessed by, when I used to come on Wednesdays to listen to you, I'm blessed. Jesus explained what the Bible said, pray for birth. I hope that's in the picture, because I don't know how y'all put in the picture, but I'll pray.
Right.
That's in the picture. I said, yeah, God, I see your holy standard. The picture does show you how holy God is.
Amen.
He doesn't rise up by holiness, and you see how unholy you are, and how much you need God.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Let's stand. Thank you, podcast audience. Website audience, thank you again for running everything. Thank all of you for coming to share. Amen. God, we just want to begin to get back to be an impactful church.
Yeah.
We have impact. It's not like we don't have impact, but we want a greater impact. And as people begin to come back and join in, we can have even a greater impact. We're still doing things, still ministering, still being blessed, but I want that to be where we left off before the pandemic as soon as we can. Because some people can't wait. Some people can't wait till we make up our mind what we want to do. And they're falling. So let's go. God, thank you for what you've done today.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for not resigning and being our Savior. Forgive us, cleanse us. We help us every day.
Yes, sir.
We help us give us some stuff. Your stuff every day. Helping us become what you want us to be. And we set aside stuff. Every day, because we've learned can't get rid of the soul of our sins. It's only in the heavens. You saved us from our step and from our sins. So we just thank you, God, for progressing in everything. We pray this whole congregation that we will continue to have that experience. Lord, we pray for those that will be saved. For we know, even in this time, you'll be saving and bringing others into the congregation. That's not a barrier. There's no barrier that you can't overcome. So we want people to reclaim for salvation to begin to happen, even in this time. Raise up an army. Raise up an army.
Yep.
That will go out and rescue others with your power and have them to know about the new truth. Thank you for what you've done today. In carrying us, not to quit. In carrying us, to keep living for you. As we go through each of our faces, be with us. As we need you this week. If we're going to be blessed in our life to this part, Lord, we need you. Now, the Lord is able to keep us from falling. Present us without falling for our fathers. We love God our Father. The way it's Jesus Christ our Lord. The speaking of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with you. Now and for them forever. Let us say together 3 times. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Ernest, good to see you.
He know what to do. He just stuff it dirty. Hello. I'm gonna make my thing. Well, I don't have to do it in the car. Like, nothing. I'm connecting my Bluetooth. What am I looking for? I'm not in the right spot. Oh, there you go. Yeah.